This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Something like 2 million high school students around the country are going to start taking advanced placement exams this week. The kinds of tougher, more challenging courses that research shows can help kids get into and succeed in college. Adrian Hill had the first part of our series on AP courses last week about the ways some high schools are pushing to get more kids, especially minority and low-income students, into those classes. Today, after some time spent filing on the Baltimore News of last week, Marketplace's Amy Scott picks up from the education desk at WIPR with her look at what happens after those courses are expanded. Here's Amy.
Luis Romero has taken so many AP courses, he can barely remember them all.
Oh, okay. AP Computer Science, Human Geography, U.S. Government, World History.
He sounds like a typical teenager in a typical high-achieving high school. But not that long ago, Luis would have stood out at North County High in Glen Burnie, Maryland. It's a diverse school in a working-class suburb of Baltimore.
When I first came, there was a sense of just low expectations.
Julie Karras is the principal at North County. She says 5 years ago, only 10% of the school's 2,000 students took any AP classes. Less than a quarter of seniors planned to go to a four-year college.
A lot of kids not only didn't believe it was possible, but it didn't even occur to them that that was something they might do.
North County wanted to build a college-going culture, so the school added AP courses, got rid of all the requirements to get in, and pushed every kid to take at least one.
We decided to open the gates, basically, and then it just became something that we do here. When you come to North County, you take an AP class.
In 5 years, the number of AP students tripled from around 200 to about 600. That means more students in classes like AP English, where these juniors are wrestling with concepts like polysyndeton and metonymy over my head.
Who thinks they have rhetorical questions?
Each student has to identify the rhetorical strategy in a passage from literature or popular music.
What's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion?
Yes, those are lyrics from a Tina Turner song.
Why would Tina Turner not expect an answer?
Because she's singing.
Student Tyler Baynard may not have considered taking a class this challenging before the shift.
I didn't even know what AP was. The middle school I went to, I feel like it didn't really prepare me for high school, so AP classes was kind of a shock.
The transition was kind of a shock for North County, too. Jennifer Mermod teaches AP English.
The original intent was like, we're going to help more kids. This is going to be awesome. Bring us more kids. And it did, but then there were those kids that we thought, wow, this may not have been the best push for them.
And so some gatekeeping came back. Mermod says kids who might do better in a regular honors level class are encouraged to stay there and get a higher grade.
I want them to get into college if that's the point of the program. So I really don't want a kid that's going to not at least get a C.
The school also added more tutoring and expanded an AP support program to teach kids note-taking and study skills. Teachers also had to make adjustments, since they're not just getting the brightest and most motivated students anymore. Mermod says to keep classes challenging for those kids.
Sometimes you spread them up so they can serve as leaders. Other times you cohort them together so they can have their higher level. You came prepared. You deserve to be rewarded with a better discussion.
But as more high schools push less prepared kids into AP, there's a risk the whole class can suffer. Denise Pope is co-founder of Challenge Success, a project at Stanford University.
You may have to water it down so much that it's not going to really be considered a college-level course.
That was the original purpose of AP courses, to give talented students a chance to earn college credit or advanced placement by doing college-level work while still in high school. Today, in many schools, the thinking goes more like this.
Oh, well, AP is rigor. Therefore, AP is the solution to having kids prepared for college.
Kristen Klopfenstein directs the University of Northern Colorado's Education Innovation Institute. She says adding AP classes can also boost a school's standing, but she questions the value of pushing kids into those classes if they aren't likely to pass the official AP exams.
The research is pretty clear that that confers no advantage to them in terms of their post-secondary enrollment and outcomes.
At North County High, more than two-thirds of students generally don't pass the exams. That means no college credit. Principal Julie Karras says they're working on that. But she says even without the college credit, students learn a lot about reading challenging texts, writing, and thinking.
They're still learning those skills that are pushing them forward.
Junior Neve Archuleta didn't pass her first AP test last year in government. But she says taking the class changed how she thinks about herself and her future. She's taking two more this year.
Before AP, I thought I was definitely like too average for college, but I think now that they see that I've challenged myself, that they're going to be more impressed.
And she says even if she has to take government all over again in college, she'll be a lot more prepared. In Glen Burnie, Maryland, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
You can check out the first part of our AP Advanced Placement exam coverage from Adrian Hill. It's at our website. And while you're there, you can also find out advanced placement participation rates by race at public high schools all across the country. It's at marketplace.org.